Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Does the cost of eating out actually put you off going out? How much is acceptable to spend on lunch in cafes and restaurants around the country? I was listening to one TikTok thread in recent days complaining about the price of food and drink in cafes around the country.
And then I see the server walk past me with a plate full of a sandwich and chips, and the fries look unbelievable. I flick to the next page of the menu. The sandwiches alone are €8.50. The fries, €5. Five.
087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. Hazel Kyo is a food content creator. Hazel is with us here on the programme today. Is it really as expensive as some people say it is, Hazel?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I do think that Dublin in particular has absolutely, since COVID, become nearly impossible to eat out on a regular basis. And for me personally, I kind of use food as more of a hobby myself. So it's not something I'm doing every day. I'd nearly rather spend the kind of 50, 60 quid at the end of the week on the weekend going out for a nice meal as opposed to spending the 15, nearly €20 it can cost you for lunch every single day. And I think that a big trend that we've seen since COVID especially is actually like that other creator was saying about meals nearly being split up into sides and mains, and you're not getting that chips with a burger anymore. You're not getting the crisps with the sandwiches. You feel like you're just being cheated out of an experience and not just a meal.
So this is for a sort of a sit-down lunch, is it?
Like, yeah, I would say
so. Lunch, but in your experience, is lunch, Hazel, really 15 to 20 quid?
I think in a lot of places it is, because I think you're actually, for lunch in particular anyway, you're paying more for the convenience rather than actually the sitting down, having a meal, sitting in with a pal, having a chat, having a drink, etc. Whereas for dinner, I think you're automatically getting a better service. You're getting a waiter coming to your table. How are you? Are we splitting up, you know, a bottle or whatever it is? Whereas for lunch, if you go to, let's say, the local cafe I have around by my workplace, you're paying 10, nearly €12 for a sandwich, maybe €2 or €3 for a bag of crisps, and another €5 for a coffee, and that's your €20, you know?
Listener tells me, I don't think a sandwich in a cafe for €8 is bad at all. Maybe I'm just so used to the high Dublin prices. Well, like, that's the thing. Those in the industry in Dublin will talk about the cost of rent, obviously of wages. You then have the cost of opening the doors, turning on all of the equipment, the light. All of that costs plenty of money as well.
Oh, absolutely. And this is not at all an attack on any businesses. I'm very pro kind of supporting your smaller businesses. And I know an awful lot of smaller businesses in particular have closed since COVID and they have no choice but to raise their prices. I don't think this is an issue necessarily to come at them for, because obviously the cost of ingredients, the cost of, you know, staff, of course, has massively raised since, let's say, in the past 5 or so years. And I think that while spending €8 for a sandwich, let's say, might not necessarily seem very expensive to a person, when you're doing that 5 days a week, that's €40. Do you know that kind of a way? So somebody's whole weekly budget for food, let's say, might be €40.
It's gone
so
on the daily lunch.
Perspective. Yeah, exactly.
This texter says, I was in Dublin recently in a Dublin pub. I got toast and tea for €5. Thought it was great value, says this listener. Kathy McGuinness is a restaurant critic. What have you noticed in the menus, Kathy? Is it really pricier to eat out now?
It definitely is more expensive than it used to be, but I think there is still value to be had. And I think, you know, given that prices are pretty, you know, if you're going out for dinner in a decent restaurant, say, you know, you're going to pay as much for a mediocre meal as you are for a really good one. So I think you have to do your research and decide where you're going to spend that money.
Where is the value?
Do you want me to name names?
No, well, just as Hazel mentioned, like, she feels there's more value in going out for kind of a meal, like an evening meal, as opposed to dropping €20 for a sandwich and a coffee at lunch.
Oh, no, I do agree with that, but I think, you know, there's difference between restaurants. So, you know, I'd personally much rather support a small independent restaurant that's using good ingredients, that's supporting Irish producers and so on, than I would, you know, support one of the imported chains or whatever. So I think, you know, you feel better about spending the money in a locally owned restaurant. I think in terms of lunchtime business, you know, I mean, I don't know who can afford to spend, you know, who can afford to go to a cafe or a sandwich shop every day for lunch. I think that's, you know, I think that's a lot of money.
But if you are buying lunch, though, I often find like takeaway from some of the big supermarkets, as in of salads or sandwiches or whatever you're getting, is often actually pretty decent value.
Yeah, it is reasonable value. Yeah, but I mean, obviously the best value is make it at home and then you're in control of the ingredients and you bring it with you. But, you know, maybe not everybody has time to do that, you know.
Listener tells me for 3 bottles of water, 2 protein bars and 2 granola yogurts in Dublin Airport, we were charged €35. Ash McCarthy from Bits and Bites is with us here on the programme as well. Ash, what's your experience of this?
Well, eating out definitely has become more expensive. So I think people are more selective and expect a strong overall experience. And just as Hazel was saying there a while ago about getting lunch out, I think getting lunch out every day, that's your own choice and definitely a luxury. Like in Cork, we have a spot on the hoof in the English Market, and they do unreal sandwiches, and people might say that they cost too much, but every single ingredient is made in-house or local in Cork. And all of their meat comes straight from the butchers, also in the English Market. So we really are paying for the quality produce.
And do people care, sorry Ash, about that? Like, are they willing to spend 2 or 3 extra euro for those kind of artisan ingredients?
People do. I mean, there's queues in these places every day. I think people will complain regardless. But if you want the quality and you're willing to pay the extra 2 or 3 quid, like, I think it's a no-brainer for the quality produce that you're getting. But I do think when you're eating out, you must do a little research, especially if you're looking for something a little more budget-friendly. For example, in Cork, we have Jacobs on the Mall do a great early bird menu. You have Sober Lane always doing fantastic, reasonably priced offers for food and drink. So you just have to do that little bit of research, I think.
The early bird menu, Cathy, is probably where you can get a bit of value, as Aisling says, isn't it?
The early bird has kind of gone the way of the dodo a bit. You know, it's not as prevalent as it used to be. Another casualty of COVID, you know. It does exist in some places, and some places maybe have a midweek menu as opposed to a weekend menu. But the early bird is just not as prevalent as it used to be.
Why is that?
Because it became very hard for restaurants to make any money on it. You know, I mean, I remember you used to be able to go out for dinner and have a 2 or 3 course dinner for maybe 25-30 euros or something. And that seems almost like quaint now, you know, that like it just doesn't really exist. So, I mean, if you have access to a local place that's offering something like that, like a midweek menu, there's a great restaurant in Black Rock, for instance, in Dublin, called Valpanera that does a midweek menu, which is terrific value. And you're getting really, you know, amazing fine dining meal for, I think it's like 40 quid or something. But it's, you know, they're not very free. They're not very prevalent.
Have you noticed, Ash McCarthy, the shift or the change in demographics as to who's eating out?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, like, there definitely is kind of that 25 to 40, and they're the people who are going out, getting their small plates, getting the cocktails, but it's a weekend treat, you know what I mean? But I feel like diners are increasingly looking for value, not necessarily the cheapest option, but good portions, quality, service and atmosphere.
There's a very popular takeaway pizzeria, very close to us here in the office in News Talk in central Dublin. And there's a new sandwich bar that's opened recently within a stone's throw of our office, Hazel. And one of the things I notice every single day, the queues of 20 to 30 year olds outside for pizza slices and for sandwiches. And it often struck me that, you know, it's even though they're, you know, I'm not sure what the price point is, I'm told somewhere between 6 euro and maybe 13 quid for some of the sandwiches, but they're a meal that would nearly fill you for the day.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think as the two ladies there were saying, I really think that people are searching for value in
not only portion size, but quality of food. If you are biting into something and you can tell that there has been care there prepped, every vegetable is fresh, the meat is nicely cut, you're getting a decent portion for what you're paying for, I don't think people mind. And I actually think that we are swinging back the way of kind of nearly ousting a few of the larger chains and going for more small family businesses. And I think that people really want to try and spend Irish, put their money back into their local community. And that's why we have these, you know, artisan, let's say, coffee shops and sandwich places and pizza places opening up, because they're able to do that with the support of the community. And I think all the community are asking for in exchange is that they are getting, like you say, a lunch that is equivalent to a meal and not just kind of a half a wrap bunged into a takeaway box.
Yeah. Listeners, as I'm having my lunch in my van right now, a roll with salad in it, no meat, a nice coffee, a protein shake and a tiny bag of potato crisps from Centra. Never mind a sit-down meal. It cost €15. Liam in Santry tells us that I have a rule when you're going out. Have your dinner before you go out and bring your lunch to work, says Liam. This texter says they don't mind paying for good food if there's good atmosphere and good utilities as well. But when you're having pub grub and a burger and chips is £20, it's absolutely ridiculous. The cafe in Talla Village, one of three, €10 for tea and scrambled eggs on toast, says Gregory. A listener complaining about the cost of a glass of Pinot Grigio wine in Port Leash at £9.40. Not sustainable, and a small glass at that. And another listener was in North County Dublin last week. The kids were hungry, so we grabbed a sandwich for them, popped into a cafe, paid £8.35 for the salad sandwich. No drink, no crisps, nothing extra. Needless to say, they shared that sandwich, says this listener. Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.